Listening Library presents Willawa. This is Tom Baudet. Chapter 1. Ivan Crane and his sister September stood on their dock in the early morning Alaska chill of Steamer Cove. The big wind of the night before had taken a few more clinging yellowed leaves from the birch and alder trees scattered through the deep green forest of spruce. The white gleam of their radio antenna flashed in the very top of the tallest tree. A pair of jet black ravens glided overhead, making their curious ka-dop, ka-dop sounds, like water dripping into a bucket. Two loons drifted quietly together along the shore toward Mr. Berger's cabin across the quiet cove. The sun rose in the east, as it did every morning, and Ivan and September argued, as they did on most of them. "Red sky at night, the sailor's delight," Ivan insisted. "No way." September pounded a heel of her rubber boot on the wobbly dock so that it shuddered under their feet. "Dad always says, red sky at night, the sailors take flight. Red sky in the morning, the sailors' hearts warming." Ivan shook his head. "There was no red in the sky last night, and it blew like crazy. It's red sky in the morning, the sailors take warning." Ivan turned toward the blushing sunrise, partly to hide his enjoyment of tormenting his older sister, and partly because he could hear the faint blump, blump, blump of the mailboat Willawa throbbing through the still water. As always, Harry was right on time, about to round the point into the cove for his regular Friday visit. "Harry can tell us. He's a sailor," September said. "All Harry does is run an old wooden boat and read my comic books." Ivan waved away the notion that Harry could know anything, and then added, "Dad will tell us himself, because I bet he's on the boat, too." Ivan regretted the words as soon as he'd said them, and jammed his hands down into the pockets of his wool coat. Although their father did often surprise them by returning early from his regular fishing trips, Ivan and September had made a pact never to bet or guess when he would come home. It was easy to jinx things like that. "Never wave a ship out of sight, and never wager on its safe return," Dad always said. The Willawa heaved around the ugly pile of boulders lining the entrance to their cove. Confidently guiding his boat through the narrow channel with one hand, Harry waved his other big paw from the pilot house. "I'm sorry, Sep," Ivan said, as if he'd somehow caused their father to vanish from the deck of the approaching boat. September put her arm on her brother's shoulder. "It's okay. I was hoping for the same thing." Their dad wasn't due home from his latest fishing trip until the following day. He'd been gone the whole week this time, fishing for king crab out in the far western waters of Alaska. It promised to be a good bonus to what had already been a terrific fishing season. The salmon runs had been strong all summer, and the catch sold for a good price. Now the seafood buyers were paying top dollar for king crab, too. Although reduced to the lesser role of a crew member since the sinking of his own boat, their father had told the kids that if things kept going this well, they could expect to build another by next year. All through the 7 years since their mother had died, their father had insisted the new family fishing boat would be named the Mrs. Crane in her memory, and that way they could all be together again. The thought of this arrangement filled Ivan and September with a homesickness that wouldn't settle even while they were at home. Every passing day without their dad seemed longer than the one before. Harry, the smiling mailboat skipper, might have read the disappointment on their faces. As the Willawa pulled alongside the dock, he put an extra push into his big voice. "Hello there, Captain. And how's the little miss this fine day?" September groaned. She said nothing as she caught the line Harry tossed across the railing and bent to wrap it around the dock cleat. Harry had been calling Ivan Captain and September Little Miss for as long as she could remember. Ivan didn't much care one way or the other about being promoted to captain, but September had never liked being a little miss. The older she became, the less she liked it still. Now that she was 13, it was intolerable. To exact her revenge, September called the large, furry mailboat skipper Big and Hairy every chance she had. To his face, though, it was just plain Harry. "We're fine this fine day, Harry." September looked at her brother, who smiled at their private joke. "And you look fine, little miss." Harry's teeth flashed like an anchor light out of the tangle of black beard and pieces of his breakfast. He stooped to fetch the neatly packed box of mail and supplies from under the hatch cover. Harry was Harry. His dark pelt burst from the collar of his red checkered shirt and spilled out of his sleeves onto the backs of his hands. Whiskers and curls grew from his head and face in every unlikely direction. Their dad said Harry always wore those red checkered shirts so he wouldn't be mistaken for a bear and shot dead. Harry handed the box over to Ivan, who found what he was looking for right on top. He made a sour face at Harry, a bear who drove a boat and brought them mail and was forever reading Ivan's comic books. "You've been reading these again." Ivan shook the colorful collection of sci-fi comics in Harry's direction. The skipper only smiled. "Cover to cover. There's nothing to do on a mailboat so exciting as reading a comic book." Harry tossed his head back and blasted his huge goofy laugh. "Har, har, har." A laugh right out of a comic book itself, and so big it rang around the cove two or three times as Harry pointed a stubby black stovepipe of a finger at the comics. "Tech patrol from outer space. Saviors of the sonar system. Har, har, har. Gonna rescue Earth from the attack of the four Pied Pipers. Har, har, har." "It's solar system." Ivan shook his head. Harry never got it right. "And they're the four-eyed vipers, not the four Pied Pipers. And don't tell me what happens. I've been waiting all month for these." Harry laughed again and said, "You're lucky to have them at all. Some blow last night, weren't it? I was worried about you kids when I couldn't raise you on the box." September gave her brother a cross look. Ivan ran the radio battery down again, playing that stupid pocket video game of his. "We couldn't even listen to the news or weather this morning." "How bad was it?" "Bad enough, little miss. Came out of the north, so you were probably protected from the worst of it here. Port Vixen really got hit, though. Big blow. A Willowa tore through up there and capsized five boats." September's inside stirred at the mention of Willowas, the dreaded fall windstorms like the one that drowned their mother and sank the family boat in the middle of Bag Bay on a powerful and sad night that lingered out on the very edge of her memory. Harry seemed to remember as well, and looked hard at both of them. "North winds are nothing to fool with this time of year. You keep an eye on the weather and your ear to that radio before you go messing out on the water, you hear?" September nodded obediently and turned to Ivan, who was already absorbed in his new reading material. "You better get that battery recharged before Dad calls tonight. Remember what he told us. If we can't stay in touch with him and Harry while he's gone, then it will be life on the farm with Aunt Nelda and Uncle Spitz from now on." Even Harry cringed at the thought of Ivan and September's odd relatives, who lived on an old broken homestead on the town side of Bag Bay, and were far more odd than relative. Before anyone could say another word about that unpleasant proposal.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?